Good morning, the Exotic Expert. This is Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. It's Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Just calling. We just moved to a property at Morayfield and inherited some chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And we just noticed over the last couple of days that we think one might be egg-bound. So we called our new vet down here, and they gave us your number and said that you guys specialise in chickens.
We do, yeah.
So I was just wondering, what's the best thing? She's at the point now where she sort of, at first I thought she had an injured wing or foot because she seemed so slow, but now I've sort of looked at Google images on egg-bound chickens and she's pretty much like she's crouching forward and laying, sitting down when she eats and things like that. So is there any way I can, like, how much it would cost to bring her in, and can you just pull the eggs out, or how does it work? I've never had chickens before.
No, that's all good. So our consultation's 170, and the vet gives her a thorough look over, checks her faeces and that as well. But in regards to this particular issue, she may need it drained. So usually if they're egg bound, it could be, like, there's a numerous sort of, like, factors as to why that could be causing it. They could have reproductive issues. So it could be that her ovaries just haven't actually been able to form the proper egg, and it just gets a follicle, and then they get a sort of like an infection from it called egg yolk peritonitis.
Right.
So we just would drain
Because, there's someone else's chickens that we've had.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? We did move their pen, so someone suggested that because I moved their pen and locked them in, I might have disrupted her little egg cycle, and she might even not be constipated and just back the eggs up. That was another thing that someone mentioned as well, or she's just
not
old, or
like, and especially like when you're not sure of their history and stuff and their age and like if they've been laying normal eggs up until now and everything as well. So it could
there's
be,
five of them, but I don't know who's a who's.
But at least, you know, this one's the unwell one because she's showing all the signs and that now.
That's right. Okay, have you got availability today if I bring her? So will you, the vet will look at her and hopefully in that $170 give her some type of relief and I can bring her home?
If she needs medications or treatments to go home with, that will be, like, they're tacked on to that. Like, the $170 is just a consultation. And if we need to sort of drain it. But if she needs any further medications, treatments ongoing, that'll be that's additional costs.
Okay. Alrighty. Otherwise, what's the outcome? Will she just pass the egg at some stage, or
if it
or
is
eggs?
In fact an egg in there, she could, but I just, if she's showing like the signs where she's really lethargic, she's not being able to keep her head up very much, then it's pretty severe as to whether it is in fact a true egg bound and she just can't lay the egg because of the size of it or anything like that. I don't know.
Okay.
It's an infection. Like, when they're showing signs like this, they're pretty unwell.
Oh, okay. So we could spend money on her and then she could die anyway without sounding harsh?
Potentially. Yeah.
Is there any way I can feel if it's an egg? Like, I haven't touched her or anything. Cause she looks like she's not comfortable, so I didn't really want to touch her.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can palpate her under, like, her belly, sort of the underside. But if it's really swollen, then, it could be fluid and stuff like that. Like, so they're just,
Okay. And if the vet says, oh, look, it's going to be this, this, and this, can you euthanise a chook? And how much would that cost?
Yeah, the euthanasia is $150.
On top of the consult?
Yep.
Right, okay. All right, then I'll have a chat to my husband when he gets home and see what... what availability did you have today or tomorrow?
I've got a $350 today.
Okay.
Tomorrow, let me just have a look. I'm fully booked tomorrow.
Okay.
So
my husband's not going to be home till lunchtime. Actually, no, I'll give him a call and give you a call back in the next 20 minutes and see what we can do.
Yep.
I don't want to take that spot and, leave it for somebody else or something.
Yeah. So if you just give us a ring back, and so I'll hold it for the moment, but just give us a ring back if you want to confirm or cancel. Or you can try and call. Could you say you're out at Woodford?
Morayfield.
Moray Field. You can try, I think, I don't know if Moreton Bay Vets.
Moreton Bay Vets. I tried Oakey Flat and they said it wasn't their thing.
No, no, it's not. Or Vet MD at Moranbah Downs. They've got an avian vet there. They might be able to help you out. They're a little bit cheaper, but yeah.
And what was the other one at Moranbah Downs? Avian vet.
Oh, no, then they have an avian vet there. It's just MD. Yeah.
Vet MD or Moreton Bay Vet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I don't know if the other one sees if they see hens, but you can try.
Okay, but the Vet MD definitely does.
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right. I'll give them a call now, and then I'll call my husband. So I'll give you a call back in about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll talk
soon.
Great.
Thank you. Bye. Okay.